The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So we know next to nothing about the apostles Simon and Jude, other than they were selected by our Lord to be his witnesses and representatives here on earth. We know they went and founded churches, but we don't know exactly where. We know that they died on the same day in what is now Beirut, and St. Jude's body was returned to Rome at some point and is now buried in a crypt beneath St. Peter's Basilica. But other than this, little else is known about these saints, these martyrs, these apostles. But even the fact that we don't know much tells us a lot. The Church of God is founded on the apostles, including Simon and Jude, with Jesus Christ himself as the capstone. But the fact that little is known about them is very telling. These two apostles did not seek personal fame or glory. They did not seek anything beyond the mandate that was given to them: to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. For these two apostles, giving testimony, witness to Jesus Christ, and passing on his doctrine that they received from him was what was most important in their lives. It wasn't receiving personal acclaim or glory or accolades. It wasn't receiving a big pat on the back and a thank you from Jesus in this life. All it was doing his work. They were like an envelope that held an important letter. The envelope doesn't matter, but the letter does, especially when that letter is Jesus Christ himself. They were like a brush in the hand of the divine painter. God moved them and used them to create a beautiful work of art, but it's the artist that is important, not the brush. Their littleness is important. Simon and Jude tried to pass unnoticed and simply be useful in spreading Christ's message. In this way, they found the deepest meaning of their lives. Despite modest human abilities for the mission Christ entrusted to them, the apostles became the glory of God in the world. My brothers and sisters, we too can rejoice in carrying out God's will by quietly fulfilling the work and mission that the Lord has entrusted to each of us in our life, no matter how little or modest the tasks he assigns seem to be.